Good morning and welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, we're on day 3 of a week of devotions focused around serving with contentment. And today we get into a topic that, well, we don't like to talk about a lot. And there's a lot of these topics like that, aren't there? That we just would soon not know what God says. Or we'd just as soon not discuss it with anyone else. Today's topic is serving through a contentment with your pay or your income. As the people would come to John the Baptist wanting to hear his message of repentance, of calling people to change, they would be asking, what do we do? And he would address them, and there were those, the tax collectors, don't collect more than what you're required to collect. In other words, don't cheat the people just to pad your income, just to give yourself more. To the soldiers, it was the same kind of thing. Be satisfied with your pay. Be content with your pay. Because as soldiers, they had the authority, or the ability at least, to, well, kind of like the tax collectors, to take more, to help themselves to what others had. And it's within that context that I think about serving. You see, discontentment often leads us to, well, serving poorly. When we're not satisfied with our pay, with the income we're getting, the thought creeps into our mind, and often it jumps into our mind and yells quite loudly, I don't get paid enough to do that. When we're called upon to serve. When we're called upon to serve in ways that, well, we think are beneath us. And it's as if we serve because we get paid rather than we serve because we love God. And so we kind of sort through, is this some level of service that I'm worthy of? Or that is worthy of me? Or is this beneath me? And I'm not really talking about never asking for a raise or never raising concerns about how much you're getting paid from your employer. I'm talking about how we let that affect the way we serve. There are probably times where we need to change what we're doing because the level of income has become a hindrance, in our mind at least, to serving well. And in the midst of doing life, we find that money tends to divide people. Many times it divides it more sharply than anything else. And we're willing to serve those that are kind of on the same economic status that we are, or out of a generous heart or spirit, we serve those that are less fortunate than we are, is the term we would use. But when it comes to simply serving one another, serving those that have more kind of becomes a tough thing. We may not say that it's because we're dissatisfied with their income, but what we do say is, well, they can help themselves. If I had what they had, I wouldn't need help. And we make a lot of excuses and a lot of ways that we explain away a willingness to serve. And as we look at scriptures, we look at Jesus. He comes along and says, don't let your personal dissatisfactions change the way you serve people who need to be served. Change the way you serve one another in their need. Today, as we consider what this looks like, the prayer guide that I wrote and published early this morning is on the goodness of justice, and written specifically with the mindset that this week, tomorrow specifically, we celebrate or honor or remember the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And we think about serving out of a satisfied or contented spirit. It doesn't mean that we don't call for change, that we don't make changes within ourselves. But we first become content with ourselves. And in doing so, we discover that we've been called to serve everyone. As we pause here in the United States to remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we specifically think about serving those that are of a different skin color than us, that have a different racial background, that our contentment with who we are, with what we have, allows us to look beyond the dividing lines, the things that would normally separate us. And as we learn a contentment, we discover the freedom to serve. As I look through the experience of my life, and there have been times where it has just felt so much like I have not been treated fairly. And my attempts to rectify that and to take that up with the proper authorities. Authorities isn't really the word that I want, I don't think. But with those in charge of that kind of thing, have never really been all that successful. But one of the difficult things in that is trying to continue to serve well when you know those that are deciding your income, who are deciding your pay, aren't the same as the ones that you're really serving. It's why God comes along and says that we ought to serve one another, we ought to serve people, that whatever we do in word or in deed, in our actions, in our work, to do it as if we're doing it for the Lord. And as we consider the people God has called us to serve, sometimes it is that person that's writing your paycheck. And that kind of complicates things when you're struggling to live on what you're getting paid. In ministry settings that I've been in, it's typically others that are your primary people you're serving, not the ones that are making the financial decisions or writing the checks. And to be able to live with integrity in serving is difficult when there's not a contentment. And at the very heart of lack of contentment is, well, it's a lack of trust of God. Or it's jealousy, or it's greed, or it's envy, or it's some other thing that God wants us to deal with. You see, as we live life today, we generally have opportunities to seek out different employment if our pay is not livable. But sometimes that's a lot harder than it sounds. And as Christians, we're called to come alongside of one another, to encourage one another, to serve one another, no matter what. And I believe that as we learn a contentment with our income, we're more open to serving and to serving well. When we learn to be content, that we find that God honors that contentment, provides for us in ways that we never saw coming. When we learn contentment, we don't waste a lot of time and energy on ourselves that could have been spent serving the ones God called us to serve. You see, there are a lot of things in this world that ought to concern us. That ought to move us to a passionate prayer, prayerful action, diligent work to bring about change. And being discontent with our pay tends to take all of that effort that we could be putting into the change that this world needs to see. That entire amount of energy tends to go to ourselves. And as we live life, Prophet Micah says, what does God require of you? Act justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with your God. When we learn contentment, we can look around us and see where injustice is at. And we can step in and with God's help, not only speak out, but we can act justly. We can be an instrument of making things right. We can love mercy. We can do the and know the goodness of justice by not only proclaiming mercy, but by showing mercy. And we can walk humbly with our God as we learn contentment. We learn to share. And we learn to trust God. We learn to serve no matter what. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us, that you've called us to yourself for the purpose of being in fellowship. You've given us work to do of serving one another. And Father, today help us to examine our life for those times where the discontentment in our life has kept us from serving as we should. where those times where we've wanted more for ourselves. And rather than learning contentment, we've taken from what others desperately needed. Father, for those that are struggling with an income that's less than necessary to survive, I pray that this attitude, this characteristic of contentment would not be a harsh sentence in their mind. They would continue to see how to trust you, but also how to grow. How to seek what is good and right. But Father, in the midst of all of it, that the being underpaid would not diminish the service that you call them to do. And that, Father, part of our seeking justice would involve those that need help to live. Father, today as we live in a time where the world seems turned upside down and shaken, there are so many struggling because of the restrictions regarding COVID and because of life itself, because of the anger that spreads across our land, because of so many things. And Father, may you open our eyes to see the struggles of our brothers and sisters, of our neighbors, of our co-workers. And rather than constantly trying to seek more for ourselves, may we be content in serving others according to their need. Father, may our eyes be open to how we can make things right, how we can act justly, how we can show mercy, how we can walk humbly with you every day. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would learn a satisfaction. Sometimes our discontentment with our income is because we want to give our children more than what anyone else has. And our children want that and desire that and sometimes even demand that. And may we teach them, even as we learn the secrets of contentment, Father, as I look at the families that kind of pulled together over this past year and began to do things, just spending time together because their normal activities were canceled. All of the things that they would pour money into were no longer open. And time again, I would hear from people that began to learn the secret of contentment of just walking humbly with you together. Father, may we not lose those lessons as people begin to receive a vaccine for this virus and with the hope and prayer that things will lessen as far as restrictions go. I pray that we would not forget. I pray for a refinement of our thoughts and our very desires. That the contentment that we find is found in you. And Father, as we look around and we see those who struggle, may the sense of contentment that you fill us with motivate us to serve. May we have wisdom in what that looks like, so that our service is not done in vain, but our service is done in a way that honors you, that makes you known to them, that actually benefits them rather than harms them. And Father, as we serve today, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday Morning Devotion, Encouragement, and Prayer Time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.